Good evening. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey Radio. And each week we bring you topics of the journey of the soul, of the paranormal, of the spirituality that surrounds us every day, of all of the amazing miracles, whatever spirit tells us to talk about, because it seems to be that kind of journey. The journey of our daily lives seems to be the journey of this show. And this week, we're going to be talking about what your pets are really thinking. And I am, among other, I'm blessed with other gifts, but one of my gifts is as an animal communicator. And I believe that many of us are awakening to our gifts of being able to connect to this realm, because it all ties together with the healing that needs to happen to the planet. And so we're growing in our awareness, and pets and animals have many things to tell us and to share with us and to help us to grow into being better human beings by following their examples in many ways. And also, we need to be better custodians of the earth and also of the creatures that have been given to us as gifts. And, you know, it's our responsibility as human beings to see that they're cared for, that they're fed, and if need be, that they are spayed and neutered, that they have shelter. We can't just say that's someone else's problem. And so I was really surprised, but happy when I awakened to the gift of animal communication, because it just confirmed what I was already feeling. And I also will tell you that pets, animals of any kind, are really very funny. They have a whole inner life, and when we're able to actually access it, they can often have a sense of humor. They perceive human beings in a very different kind of way, from their sense of reality, and we can learn a lot about ourselves and some of our characteristics, just like we observe them and think, you know, like I think it's really cool that I was rubbing my dog's belly, and when I stopped, she grabbed my sleeve and put my hand back on her belly. So, you know, she probably thinks, well, if I had vocal cords, I would have told you don't quit rubbing the belly. And if I had, you know, what are the kind of thumbs that could grab, that she would have just grabbed my hand. But, you know, she used her little buck teeth and pulled my hand back onto her belly. And I just thought it was the most hilarious thing. But now that I'm able to more telepathically tune into the thinking of a lot of animals, not all of them let me, and I've actually been told, no, I don't want to talk to you. But, you know, it's like, well, of course, this is how we feel. This is our perspective. And it's really funny. And we greatly underestimate, their inner life. Now this is a live call-in show. I welcome, your calls. You don't have to wait till the, half past the hour point. I will, any calls that we receive, I'll break up, you know, throughout the hour and give everybody a chance, to have a free, reading or discussion about animal communication, how it works, how I do it, how you can do it. The number here to call is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. The show was not live last week, and I apologize for those of you who did try to get on the air. It's hard to let you know when something is archived versus live. I try to say ahead of time on the show whether or not it's going to be live, or those of you who subscribe to my Facebook my website, you'll get the notices of whether the show is live. So again, that number is 888-815-9756. And for me, a lot of my animal communication happened without my really trying, because I have been open with my intuitive gifts. I have visions. You know, I have some mediumship, whether I like it or not. I don't see that I know of, although I may just be blocking it. I typically do not see spirits with my eyes open. I do see them very clearly with my eyes closed in my mind's eye, and I do feel that I have a very direct link to what I call spirit. I don't have to go into a trance. If I get a question, I get an answer. So the situation with animal communication was so funny because it's obvious. It's not a voice so much outside of yourself. It's you hear it inside of yourself, but you know it's not you. And there are many different types of animal communicators. This is something I didn't know until I started, you know, we always research things to find out if, you know, if we're crazy or not. But I know there are many animal communicators who feel the energy from animals and will, you know, get a sense of what they want or what they're thinking. If they're not well, they can see energy, they can see pictures, you know, and that's a very valid way to communicate with an animal. There are many communicators, and I've been, you know, researching and trying to connect with them, who, like myself, are completely telepathic. Now, when I say completely, dogs don't always speak in vast amounts of of sentence structure. They say what they mean. They mean what they say. And it's not usually, you know, 10 pages of written copy. But when I'm communicating with a dog, I know it's not something I've made up, because I've had the owners validate the different things that come through. Now, puppies, sometimes it's just like gobbledygook, like, you know, gaga goo goo. I really like my mommy. Feed me. And sometimes that's what you get from animals in general. But there are times when it is as clear as if you were talking to another human being. And it just can blow your mind. And they really, really like to talk. When I'm around animals and you know, it must be like how in the Ghost Whisperer show, how when a ghost will just pop up and it'll say, look, I know you can see me, and I got something I want to do. Well, sometimes for me, if I'm walking by an animal, I know you can hear me. And it's like, okay, what do you want? And, you know, I mean, I think it's really cool, and I love I don't think I've ever met a dog I don't love. I'm smart enough not to go stick my hand in a cage if a dog's growling and baring its teeth. You know, I don't think I'm superwoman animal communicator who's not going to, you know, have to deal with, the frailties of a disturbed animal. You know, I mean, that would just be stupid. So no, I don't do that kind of thing, but, you know, so if an animal sends me that vibe, I'll usually try to investigate. And there have been some very interesting results. Now, remember, this is also your opportunity and your show. Don't be shy to call in. It's not going to be weird. No one's going to laugh at you. You don't even really get to hear your own voice. The number here is 888-815-9756. I can talk about topics other than animals, but animals are really fun. So if you've caught some of the other shows I've done about animal communication, you may have heard some of these stories before, but they really bear repeating. One of the first times I ever tuned in to an animal, I think I just read one of the books about talking to animals, and I wanted to try it. And I tried to tune into a seagull, and this seagull was really a nasty bird. And he basically said, "I don't want to talk to you. I don't like humans. Go away." And basically he just grabbed like a box of food that we had set up with our little picnic area. We were in Cape Cod. And I think he grabbed he ripped open and grabbed a bunch of donuts out of a box and just like huffed away. And I just thought it was the funniest thing. Because here I was being very dissed by a seagull, and I could hear it clearly. I sort of put that in the back of my mind that, maybe that was my imagination or whatever. But as time has gone on, I have had situations where hearing the animal has been so clear that I know. And also talking to other animal communicators, I know how real this is and really how important it is. Because sometimes the animal really needs help. I wrote on my Facebook about Paul the oracle octopus and how sad it is that he died, although they said that that's a typical lifespan. I don't know what kind of octopus he was. But it reminded me of a time I went to an aquarium. And I've always been fascinated with octopi, I guess. And I was standing in front of the octopus tank. And as, you know, without even trying, the octopus communicated with me without my trying. I didn't say, "Octopus, talk to me." But I heard so clearly that he really did not like his tank and that they didn't understand the need that he had to be able to. It's not like he didn't like being there, but they didn't understand his need to escape the onlookers at certain times, that he needed to have private space, and that was important to his health. Now, at the time, you know, I didn't feel courageous enough, and I'm very sorry to the octopus. I didn't feel courageous enough to talk to, although sometimes I don't let any of it bother me, and I just say my piece to people and just say, look, accept it or not. And when I feel it's okay to do that, oftentimes I'm pleasantly surprised, and the people say, oh, no, I know this animal communicates, and so I get actual support, but I didn't convey that information, but I hold it in my heart that, you know, even people who are scientists, they may think they know what a particular creature needs, and they don't, because they're not taking into account the inner life of that particular, in this case, a sea creature, an octopus, marine life. But it was a very touching experience for me. And, I'm beginning a period in my journey where I'm being much more open about my gifts with animals. I'm going to be, which I'll be mentioning on the show, I am going to be starting a blog, and I'll be doing some one-on-one work with different shelters, and I'd like to work. You're all welcome to contact me on my website, which for now is just for my spiritual work. It's soul-odyssey.com, but there will be one specifically for the animal work. But I am interested in working with animals who need to be heard. You know, they need someone to know what's going on inside of them. And sometimes in working with families, I call it mediation. Sometimes pet owners think they have to train and control their pets, just like we think we have to raise, discipline, and control our children. Now, boundaries are great. I'm sure I could have been much better with those kinds of structury sort of things. You know, I'm not going to say that that's not a good thing for people. I am not an animal trainer. But often, I think psychologists would back me up on this, often what's happening in a family dynamic is that no one feels heard and no one feels that they can speak their feelings. And it's really a bunch of people talking at each other, and they're not connecting on any level. So if you have an acting out teen, you can ground them and control them all you want, but it may be a simple conversation that needs to happen of why are you acting out? And you bring things out in the open. Maybe you're fortunate enough to have some good therapy, and you'll see that behaviors will stop. So it's really, yes, training is great, but these are not dumb animals. They may not be, you know, going for a PhD and inventing, you know, the anti-gravity spaceships that we know of, or they already know about them. But these are animals with perspectives and an inner life. So if you bring an owner and a pet together and there's all kinds of bad behaviors going on, it's very possible that you'll find a reason for it. Now, it's also very possible that it's the owner just letting the animal get away with it. But even then, you know, you can find things out, like, you know, the fact that the dog, for example, is not respecting the mother and is now undoing potty training because the mother now has a new person in her life. And, you know, all of these types of things are very similar to children. And when they're heard, you can change an awful lot of behavioral issues. But, you know, sometimes you'll see a dog take on, and I'm just talking about dogs because I do a lot of dog on the street interviews where I accost people and say, do you mind if I talk to your dog? And they say, no, this is very interesting, by all means. You know, sometimes it's as simple as the dog saying, why did you change my food? And then the mother explains, because it was making you sick. And the dog saying, but I still really want my other food. And, you know, having to go back and forth and explain, this is, you know, this is for you. Or in one situation, I had a dog that literally pulled away from, I was walking down the road, minding my own business, and the dog literally pulled away from its owner, and it said, I know you can hear me. And it said, you've got to tell my mom, or whatever was the reference, to stop worrying about me. I am fine. It's really causing me, you know, and use the some kind of word or description or energy that helped me to understand that basically he was saying it was giving him a lot of anxiety because he had had Lyme disease, but he was feeling fine, and the mother was worried, or the owner, often we feel like mothers, but the mother was worried that this dog was going to get sick and die any day. And the dog was feeling the anxiety and said, please, you know, I really do think that animals have an inner sense of when their time is coming. And I also think that sometimes they can make changes, just like we can. You know, they talk to the great doggy in the sky or whatever, and they can make changes in that. So we're not getting any of you calling in, and I don't mind talking, but this is your chance, and you will have fun. 888-815-9756. You can call in about your animals, or if you have any other questions. My spiritual antenna is open for business. Again, I'm your host, Deborah Herman, the mystic medium animal communicator extraordinaire. You can find me at www.soul-odyssey.com. And soon I will have another website strictly devoted to our furry creatures from throughout the world. Now, I am located in New England. I will make barn calls within a certain reasonable radius, and I do readings over the phone for all types of questions. So you can find my contact information, and I do accept PayPal, and let's talk. Let's help you. You know, let's help you get past some of your personal blockages toward having the happy, fulfilling life that you want. And let's work things between you and your happy pets so that you understand each other and can share your environment in love, peace, and harmony. So, again, that number is 888-815-9756. I got to see my wonderful horse, Tonk, today. It was a blessing, a total blessing. For those of you on Facebook, you must sign up for the fan page of Tonk, the Mystic Wonder Horse. That's T-O-N-K. I have a little bit of a cold, so I have to spell it for you. That's T-O-N-K, the Mystic Wonder Horse. And join or like or do whatever you have to do to get on his fan page, because he's adorable and he's wise. And I got to see him today, and he now is admitting that the little girl horse that's been in his pasture with him now since the summer, he's now admitting that he's looking upon her as a mate. Now, he's a very old horse, and she's a young horse, very pretty, and she is crushing on him since day one. She thinks he is just the best horse there ever is. But when we talked about it in the summer, he would avoid the issue, and he kept saying, she's too young for me, and plus, I don't want any more involvements, because there was a while back where he did have a mare who used to run his life, but he admitted to me today that Bunny is his mate, and he was very sweet to her. He told her that when I took him out of the pasture that he wasn't going to be gone forever and that she should relax, that he would be returning. Well, Ron from Tacoma, welcome.
Hi. My name is
Hi
Ron.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. My question is about cats. Because I'm a cat lover, and I had a cat. I lived with a cat in my RV for like 5 years, and she got hit by a car. This is like 2001, and so I was in Seattle at the time, so I moved to Boise, Idaho, and I was there for like a year and a half. And one morning, I was waking up in the morning. I was kind of waking up half asleep, half awake, and then I heard my kitty meow. I go, Kitty! That was her name, Kitty. And she, I felt her jump on my bed and walk toward me, but when I reached out to pet her, I felt just energy, just bubbles. And then all of a sudden, there was another kitty in my RV. There was another one. There was like 10 of them jumping around in my RV. I could feel them all over the place. And then all of a sudden, I heard this breathing by my head, like a big cat. And all of a sudden, I felt this tail wrap around my leg, and I said, oh, man, I better wake up. It's kind of frightened me because it was a big cat in my RV. Hello? Did you hear that story?
What a story. What a story.
But anyway, just this story is really freaky. Now, this is happening since July of this year, where the left side of my pants pocket was being got a hole in it. I go, what happened to my pants? You know, and I thought, man, this is crazy. I got a hole in my back pocket. Where did it come from? And so I've been wearing these, this summer I've been wearing long sleeve dress shirts, you know, covering my arms from the sun, you know. And one day I went to the store and I went to my friend's house and I came back and I was in the kitchen. My wife came in and she goes, what happened to your shirt? I go, what? And on the shirt tail, on the right above, right on that side, on the left side, there was some tears, like scratches on my back of my shirt tail. I go, wow, what's that? I didn't feel anything happening to my shirt when I was wearing it. So, like, I tried another shirt on the next day, and the same thing happened again. Now I got about 8 different shirts that got tears and scratches on it and on my shirt. And I'm wondering, you know, hey, what's going on here? Is there a big cat around me scratching me, trying to get my attention? Or, you know, what's going on, you know? Or is it a dragon? Because there was 3 scratch marks. 3. And then it, as I keep wearing it, it turns into big, big tears and holes coming out of my shirt tail.
Oh, yeah, because it's fun. It's fun for cats to do that.
Yeah, there's it's, like, you know, because I'm a Reiki master. And I did a healing on a woman that came to my house in February, and as I gave her, I was giving her some healing, she felt a cat jump on top of the table with her. Like the size of an ocelot or, you know, something like that.
Now, but, are you able, in your living situation, to have a real cat?
Yeah, we have 2 cats.
Okay, so you have 2 cats.
Yeah, and they're like 4 years old.
Okay.
Like a Burmese and a Siamese. They're brother and sister.
So you're like...
But I've actually...
You're like plenty with the cats, with the real cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I recommend that you use your energy ability and your knowledge to kind of cross this cat over.
You want me to cross it over? You think it's stuck here or just wants to be here with me? Or is it protecting
it doesn't
me?
It's okay that it wants to be here with you, but it doesn't belong here. And in my opinion, pardon? And it's playing and it's interfering. It's not harmful, but in my opinion, and this is just the world according to Deborah, that we are in a transition time where energies that don't need to be here should go to the other places because there are energies that need to be here that are making their transition.
You don't think it's protecting me in any way? It's here to protect me because I'm a martial artist. I'm from Bruce Lee's original Kung Fu school, and it closed down in the year 2000. I've been a member for over 20 years, and I got sucker punched at the very last day of the class, and I turned soft. I turned into a slab, you know, and I didn't feel any pain, but I looked at that guy, and all of a sudden, I growled at him. Something inside of me growled at this guy, and I walked away. I didn't feel like I needed to hit him or self-defense or any of that stuff. I just walked away because I didn't feel any pain, and I turned into slab, you know. He was hard. I was soft, but something growled out of me, and this is in the year 2000. Before my kitty passed. So you don't think there's an... I have an animal totem pole, what do they call them?
Totem? I would rather see you get in physical form. I would... See, I'm not feeling... I didn't feel you very bonded with the other 2 cats, even though I'm sure you like them or love them. I'd rather see you get your own cat that's in the physical plane than have a cat that's not in the physical plane?
Well, I have these 2 cats here, you know, and they love me, you know.
I know, but do you have your very own familiar on this plane?
Well, yeah, because I feel like this cat now that I have. One's a girl. I call her mine because it's like the reincarnation of the kitty who, you know, passed. But she came back to visit me, you know, in spirit. Okay. That one morning in 2002. And this is, it looks just like her, you know, she's a little bit lighter, but it resembles her so much, and it's a girl.
So she's in the physical plane.
Yeah. So I feel this is her reincarnation.
So you feel bonded to her and that she is enough kitty for you?
Yeah. I really do. But there's a bigger cat that's hanging around me, following me around and scratching my shirt, and I can't feel it happening when I'm wearing it, though. And it's only being
I would prefer that you try to send that one to the happy hunting ground. That's just my opinion. And if you feel comfortable having that as a totem, but an animal in this plane who's disembodied, who can actually rip your shirt, in my opinion, is better off moved ahead into the astral plane.
Well, how did all those kitties come back to the physical plane and visit me in my RV? That's what I like to know. How'd that happen? Because I've had a lot of animals when I was a child, and they all passed, and, you know, and nobody ever came back to visit me when I was a child.
I don't know the answer to that, but that sounded like an awful lot of cats, and it sounded like a big cat, and it sounded like you had physical, a physical response on your shirt. And for me, as a person who just keeps my energy very tight and protected, even though I love all animals, I would prefer not to have so many that I don't know personally.
Like a panther or leopard or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I sure felt it.
Yeah. You really want to have a panther and a leopard living in your house? If you want to meet it on the dream state.
Yeah.
If meet it on the dream state and say, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Or ask a shaman.
One person told me, you know, that I gave a healing to, that it's here to protect me from negativity. It's healing the negativity that's, you know, coming at me. It's protecting me from that. So, and another lady told me that it's something coming from within me, coming out of me, you know, something in me is coming out of me. So I'm hearing all kinds of different stories.
Well, and I'm the overprotective, don't mess with something you can't see that's ripping your shirt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what
you know,
from Deborah.
There's a lot of martial artists that don't like me very much because Bruce Lee's spirit communicated with me, and he's really upset that people are using his name, you know, his style, Jeet Kune Do, and he's claiming that it's incomplete, it's unfinished, and he wants me to finish his work and to throw away my punching and kicking. Come from your heart and your soul. You see,
does he have anything to do with the panther, or did anybody who was his enemy have anything to do with the panther?
No, but he loved cats, I know, and he, you know, he had this cat, you know, yell, you know, he kind of sounded like a cat while he was performing.
Try to research the symbols around panthers and big cats. Because I just don't feel, and this is, again, this is just me. We're talking close to Halloween, when I always feel extra protective of energy anyway, because there's a shift and energy we're all vulnerable to negative energy at this time. I tell people to be much more protective of your energy. This is just me and my philosophy. If it was just, gee, I feel this nice big cat, fine. This whatever it is that you can't see is causing physical damage to something.
Yeah.
Okay?
But is this trying to get my attention?
That's powerful.
That's powerful.
I don't care if it's trying to get you to change the channel on the television. It has the power in a disembodied state to not only be unseen, but to affect matter. That means yeah. it has power. It could yeah. be a shapeshifter. There are a lot of things that we just don't know about. Now, I do think it's awesome that you would channel Bruce Lee and that yeah. you should focus on that. But, you know, at this point, maybe contact me again or on a personal level in the future, but wait until after November 1st, and maybe I can okay. give you more clarity.
Okay.
Because right now I'm getting, be careful.
Okay. No, okay. I feel protected. I don't feel any fear at all.
Well, but you're not a fearful person, and you were taught not to be, because fear is the opposite of faith, and the strength in Jeet Kune Do is in being focused inward and not having fear. You know, so you're not
right,
going to feel
exactly.
unprotected.
So, I say spirit protects me because Bruce gave me a symbol. I saw him in my mind's eye, and he showed me a symbol to use in my space, where now my space is protected. That if anybody comes near me to harm me, this magnetic force will push him away from me.
Yes, however, where is Bruce? Where is he now?
Where is he buried?
No.
He's in Seattle.
Where is he? Is he on this earth plane?
Yeah, he materialized in front of me in 1993.
You're not answering my question. Nobody is impervious.
I don't
someone
know if he's
was
in a physical a,
someone
body.
Someone was able to harm him and he died.
Yeah. Just like
so
Christ,
trust
right?
me, trust me when I tell you that's wonderful protection, but there are times like now when the veil is thin. Trust
yeah.
me, you need more. And if there are people who are, just trust me, it never hurts.
Yeah.
Okay?
I just know that he's in spirit. He's a spirit guide now for most of the martial artists trying to make everybody go to the next level. And he comes from the Ra
right.
group. Yeah, Rajan, that's
right.
his spiritual name.
Right. And I believe that, but you are still a human being in a human body, and you don't need any disembodied, very big animals ripping up your shirts.
Like a dragon? There's a winged dragon called Ra. Somebody told me that, too.
Well, it seems like you're getting many, many opinions, so I'm going to
yeah.
turn this back to the animal show. And try to take all of the opinions and come from your soul and see what's your truth.
Yeah.
Okay? And check
okay.
back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
now,
you.
Now, thanks. Call again.
Okay.
So for those of you who've been, you know, following the show, we started, actually, it's been about a year. I think you will know by now that I always tend toward spiritual safety because there are so many things to learn, so many things we can't possibly understand, and we always, even the most aware and enlightened people, have to remember that we're in a physical plane and that there are, you know, there may be things that we don't understand. So, I was talking before. Now, remember, we still have about 20 minutes. 888-815-9756. That was a very interesting call. But I have to remember, I was talking about my wonderful horse, Tonky, because it was really an amazing day today. It was one of the most beautiful New England, Massachusetts days. I thought it was, and Tonk, you know, when I go to see him, it's having a conversation with a creature that it's just like I'm talking to a friend, and I can hear him so clearly, that it's amazing. And so, he told me that, Bunny, the little horse, is now his mate, He says he hates to admit it, but, you know, especially since there's such a big age gap. And I caught him telling her, because she was just going crazy and neighing when I took him, the technical word is buddy sour, but he said, oh, it's just because she thinks when I leave, I'm not coming back. So I told her I was coming back, so she's okay now. And then I was, brushing him, and, when I wasn't looking, he opened up another horse's treat bucket and ate her treats, which I thought, you know, again, why wouldn't he? Because he's a smart horse, and that was funny. And I'm underestimating him, but it was just so kid-like. It was just really cute. But he listened to me because I said, no, you can't have any more of those. And then we went out into the corral. And we basically just took a walk, and because I can't ride him, and it's really beautiful. For those of you in the listening audience who have horses or around horses, it's amazing. They say that the sign of a good horse, or the Native Americans say it, is not if they walk in front of you, not if they walk behind you, but if they walk by your side. And he walks by my side, and you know, when I first got him, I was afraid of him because he's big. He's not a big horse compared to other horses, but horses are big. You know, I'm 5'2", and they're 1,000 pounds to 1,500 pounds. And, you know, we just took a walk. And he was basically telling me about his life, and it's really healing. And more people can do this, but what you need to do is to start working on quieting your mind and just, you know, just get rid of the busyness that's constantly, you know, in your thinking. I just went there to see him. I didn't really have to tune in anymore. I just was relaxed, and it was like, so talk, tell me what's going on. And but it was kind of muddy out because it had been raining. And so kind of at the same time, we both said it's kind of yucky out here. And so he said it was very nice to see me, and he gave me a nuzzle. And it's better than years of therapy, although I don't rule out therapy. But when you're able to communicate closely and have a relationship with an animal or a pet, it makes you a better human. He didn't have anything too special he wanted to say to the audience. Sometimes he gives, you know, special messages, you know, just that to say that he was a very happy horse, you know, he likes to say love and carrots. So love and carrots from Tonk, and I'll be posting a video of him fairly soon. We still have about 15 minutes if we have time for another caller, 888-815-9756. I have a funny story. Recently there was a bear in my backyard, and I was worried because I got to the office and found out that my husband was in our backyard staring at the bear. And being the worried kind of person that I am, I immediately had a vision of my husband being chewed up by the bear, even though that's a rare occurrence. I had literally seen on YouTube or AOL the day before of someone in the Pacific Northwest having been attacked by a black bear. And this was a black bear. So I was like, I was really worried. So I got home, and there was a police officer there who had been tracking the bear, and he said to the bear, he said to us, I really wish this bear would just go across the river. because there are hikers out today, and otherwise I have to tranquilize him, and it's going to be a big hassle, because he was also tagged. And so he was a bear that had been in the area before. And so he left. My husband went inside with our dogs, and I telepathically tried to send a message to the bear saying, go across the river. And I said it several times. And I didn't get any response, so I'm thinking, oh, boy, I guess I can't talk to bears. But the next thing I know, I heard you the first time in this really pissed off voice. And it was hilarious because not only must I have sounded like a nag because I was really worried that I wasn't getting the message across, I must have been loud because they're so used to communicating telepathically that I think human to animal, I really need to learn, and for those of you who are animal communicators, I really needed to learn to lower my volume in my telepathy. So I thought that was a really funny story. We have Stephanie on line two. Stephanie. Did I lose you, sorry. Stephanie?
No, I just had you on speakerphone.
Well, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, how may I help you?
Okay. Well, just hadn't called in a long time. Things been going on with me is I'm hearing plants again. And
you're hearing plants.
And trees, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean animals too, but I need to quiet myself down and hear them, I guess, but it's been really, really cool. Mostly trees and
now, can
you know.
Can you take me off speaker?
Sure. How's that?
I think that's probably a little better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't communing with the trees and the plants as much, although I have a photograph that I took where I, like, accidentally caught a tree spirit. And I think you saw that on my site?
Not
yet. Did you ever see it? Okay. But I'll tell you, I worked on a project, a book project with someone in Hawaii. I don't know if you knew about that. And being in Hawaii with indigenous people who are so in tune with nature from all aspects, I was able to receive messages, particularly from some of the rocks. And they say that, for example, you're not supposed to carve in any of the rocks or touch them or move them because they say they have, I guess it's called mana, which is spirit. Uh-huh. And so, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, if you had asked me about it or told me about it, I would have said, okay, that's nice. Well, I guess we lost her. Stephanie, I'm so sorry that we must have cut you off. I hope you call again or call in a couple of weeks. I'm going to take the next few minutes to tell you that I love talking about animals. And as I said, I will be starting a blog and we'll be talking more about it, and I can answer more of your questions about how to do it and what is on the minds of your particular pets. We are not going to be live next week. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, my phone shut out. Sorry.
but, you know, I'm going to need to take the last few minutes of the hour because – I need to announce that we're not going to be live next week. You're welcome to stay on the line. But I am very proud to announce that next week I am on a hiatus, and I'd certainly love it if you would listen to an archived show. But even better, and I won't have hurt feelings, is if you watch NBC News, NBC, wherever you are located, it's 8 o'clock Eastern time, so I guess it would be the same where you are, only it's a time difference. And watch the show. Watch the show Community. Next week, skip watching my show or listening to my show, and turn on the television on NBC and watch Community, because my youngest daughter has her first network appearance. She is appearing on the show Community, and she's playing a mean girl, and she's co-starring with one other girl and Hilary Duff. So we are all very proud of her, and I indeed will be at my home glued to the television and watching my daughter in her debut on her national television. So what do you think of that, Stephanie? I guess she's gone. See, she's so excited she's gone to program.
No, I'm still here.
You're so excited you're going to go program it right now so you don't miss Community. So I'm really sorry that I'm not going to be here. And, again, a lot of people aren't into television, but I'm into her now following her dreams and booking shows and getting paid for them. And what all parents want is for their kids to, you know, find their way and live their dreams. So, so that's what we're going to be doing next week. And then we'll be back the following week. I hope to invite my friends, who are experts in, electronic voice phenomenon. They've been doing some very interesting experiments. So I will have them back, in about 2 weeks. Now getting back to you, Stephanie, I got that out. Uh-huh. I know I've made my announcement. Do you have a specific question?
Yeah, the big thing for me is I did have a vision. I was getting some Neshama healing session last summer, and I knew I'd be working with plants, and I've been having more visions lately. I've been getting guidance what I need to do, and I know my big thing is being patient. Because even when I don't freak out and just do the little things, the big stuff just starts happening. It's been happening all day. People contacting me, things coming together, that sort of thing. So maybe I don't have anything to worry about, but the thing I'm, it would be nice to hear another viewpoint is I've been feeling like in my vision it was like, okay, I'm going to be studying with a traditional healer who's indigenous. And not long after that, I saw something about in the paper about this guy who stayed with Peruvian shamans, and then met some friends or new friends who are Peruvians that gave me some plants, I won't say what kind, to help me. I went through this ritual she told me about, this woman told me about, not the shaman, but another woman. And it's been bringing lots of wonderful things. But right now I'm kind of wondering, still having some doubts whether to study with this guy that I've read about or somebody else, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, because I know someone's coming as a teacher.
Well, when it's the right teacher, you're not going to have any doubts. That's what I'm getting from Spirit. And I realize that's not a clear answer, but it's a true answer. You will have no doubts.
That's what a friend of mine, and I'm remembering this now, a friend told me that I would feel, my body would feel good. I would feel my body, when I was around the person, my body would feel good.
Yeah, and
because
chicken
I'm empathic and very sensitive.
Now, I am at the top of the hour.
Uh-huh.
Listen to your friend, listen to your sensitivity, and trust yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? And you will make the absolute right decision with this.
Yeah. It's always good to talk with you.
And focus on follow through.
Yeah. that's been something I have to work on too. So, yeah.
And God bless
you.
I'm happy to hear from you.
What?
I said God bless you. I'm happy to hear from you, but they're going to cut me out here. So, good night, everyone. I'm happy that you're all listening to Soul Odyssey Radio. And next week, watch Community on NBC, and then come back and be a regular listener to Soul Odyssey Radio with Mystic Medium. What do I say? Mystic Medium Animal Communicator Extraordinaire, Deborah Herman. Good night.